Iowans who are out of work may soon be noticing some changes. The state has begun closing almost all of its 39 unemployment field offices, replacing staffers who counseled the jobless on such things as writing resumes with computers. The move will save Iowa up to $7 million a year ahead of expected cuts from Washington. And the state says computers with the state's special job help software will be accessible in community centers and libraries. But critics say, what about people who aren't computer literate and need help? And what about the guidance that counselors can provide? Let's bring in someone who knows a thing or two about all of this. Chaz Allen is the mayor of Newton, Iowa, population 15,280. It has the fifth highest unemployment rate in the state. But Chaz now also manages a bank. And do I understand that you actually had to use these unemployment field offices last year because you were laid off from another job?
Yes. In September, actually, this is my first anniversary. September of 2010, I was laid off from Iowa Telecom here in Newton.
And so what did you do at the field office? What was it like?
First of all, you set up to get your unemployment, your money that you're going to get for the weeks coming forward. And then you have things like resume building, how to network, and then to define what skills you have. As you get in the job market, key words mean a lot in your resume and as you talk to people. And they help you define those skills and put them on a resume and help them use the interviews.
And you're talking to someone as you're doing this?
Oh, you bet.
Well, and I can hear where this is headed because I hear the enthusiasm in your voice for the experience that you had. Do you think that this field office helped you get this bank job you now have?
Well, I think it certainly helped me get my resume out there. There's no doubt about it. I think networking is what really gets you a job in the future. And those out there that have had jobs for 25 years that haven't been in the job market need somebody to help them get through this process and learn how to network with people to get a job.
And by the way, we mentioned you were the mayor of Newton, and here you are sitting at the bank you mentioned. This is one of those wonderful small towns where you are an elected official, and for that you make about $4,000 plus $2,500 in gas, I guess it is. So the mayor job wasn't going to do it for you. You needed work. How do you feel about the fact that your field office in Newton, this one that got you your job, is closing next month?
In Newton, we had Maytag, and when Maytag closed, workforce development became kind of a partnership with our community college here in Newton. We always talk about four things in Newton, and that's education, employment, entrepreneurship, and entertainment. And from an education standpoint, the workforce development office was located right inside the Des Moines Area Community College, so you had an employment search there as well as education, so if people need to redo their skills to get those type of jobs, it was right there, right all on one campus.
Well, let's hear what the state has to say. Teresa Wallert, who's director of Iowa Workforce Development, says next year the state's going to lose millions in grants related to unemployment because of the cuts that are coming up in Congress. And so doesn't she make the point that it's better to get ahead of this and save millions now so that you at least have these computers, you have something for the unemployed?
Oh, I don't disagree with that. I think those computers will be of assistance. I wanted to make sure that there was a process in place so that this was seamless. Right now, the legislature had put money together to keep these offices open for one more year, but the governor's office and workforce development went ahead, putting forth a plan to close these offices right now. And to date, Jasper County doesn't have one of those kiosks, if you will.
So in other words, this went faster than people expected. A group of union members and Democrats are suing the Republican governor over this. And we understand workforce development, the state so far hasn't asked your library there in Newton to host a workstation, but it has asked others. And then you throw in also that when these workforce development field offices are closed, 95 Iowans are going to lose their jobs.
Right, and 13 people lost their jobs last week at the Department of Administrative Services.
Well, this could be the case, but this looks like it might be the future for other cash-strapped states. A spokesperson for Iowa Workforce Development says Nebraska and Illinois are doing similar things with their field offices and that other states have been contacting them to find out more about how this computer access point program works. Do you think that whether you like it or not, you're looking at the future?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Right now, it's about trying to keep the workforce development officers until these are rolled out. Our workforce development office is going to close at the end of October, and these aren't rolled out in Jasper County yet. So the folks in Jasper County are going to have to travel 30 miles to Des Moines or 30 miles to Marshalltown to get these services.
Yeah. So a new reality for the unemployed, perhaps. But meanwhile, Chaz Allen, again, mayor of Newton, Iowa, where he also is manager of the Great Western Bank, just your sense of people's feelings about unemployment. Is unemployment that much on people's minds?
It really is. I mean, people are out there. They want to keep their jobs. People that have jobs are trying to do a good job to keep their jobs. As many people in Newton have seen over the past, you know, 3 or 4 years with Maytag closing, with Iowa Telecom closing, yeah, it is on people's minds because they don't want to be put out on the street again looking for a job.
No. And by the way, do we hear that some jobs are coming back in Newton?
Oh, you bet. We were able to get TPI, which builds the wind blades for wind turbines that go in the Midwest for wind energy. 500 jobs were created there. Then also we had Trinity Structural Towers, builds the towers for the wind blades. There was 150 jobs created there. A group of engineers from Maytag started their own corporation and have since been bought by Underwriters Laboratories to do the research and development for a lot of white goods companies around the world.
And meantime, again, it sounds like these computers are the future. They will save money. But what else did that person that you got to talk to do for you when you...
Well, for example, if you had an issue with receiving your check or whatever, there was somebody there to talk to immediately that you were confident that it would get resolved. I think there's people that finding a job is their main goal right now, but they also have their family needs and things like that, and things come up with sick kids and things like that, and to be able to call somebody and talk to them and ensure that they can get their needs heard is critical.
I'm thinking just the person who could just say, it's going to be all right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Chas Allen, again, mayor there in Newton, Iowa, also manager of the Great Western Bank there. Chas, thank you so much, and good luck to you going forward with this job.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.